But I believe we do use it with reference to a car. How many are you going to carry in your car? We'd say, wouldn't we? Yes, we would.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Because mm-hmm. we are carrying them when we put them in a car and take them.
We just said, did he come with him? Mm-hmm. Then you might say, no, he came.
Alone? He came by himself? I don't know if I have an answer to put
it. It's sort of the opposite of with him. He came.
Without it?
Right. Was he walking away from you? No, he was walking.
Toward.
Alright. What is the small animal that we keep as a pet sometimes that barks a lot?
A little dog.
Can you think of calls that are used to dogs, for example, to attack? Are there any that...
I don't know too much about terminology for dogs because we've never had any. If I wanted... I'd tell you, sit if you want to sit down.
Suppose you wanted to come. How would you come?
Hip-a-do.
And if your dog were attacking someone, do you think you'd have a call to tell him to stop?
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't know what... Now, what would you say? What would be the term? I don't know either.
Some people may have.
I suppose it would if they...
Command. If you gave your son the name of an uncle, you might say that you named him...
For his uncle, but used to say you named him after his uncle.
Oh, really?
He was named after me. But now we've gotten away from that and say for.
Would you say for?
For, of course, is more correct. Name. For.
Do you know a term for a dog that's of a mixed or an unknown breed?
Mongrel.
We're talking about the word bite.
The word bite.
Bite. Mm-hmm. As in dog. Does that dog...
I don't think I got what you mean about
bite.
Does the dog bite?
That's right. Oh, yes, he... A man yesterday.
He bit a man yesterday.
And he has...
Bitten many.
What is the term for the animal that gives milk on a farm?
Cow.
And what is a male cow?
Bull.
Do you know of any... terms that were used to avoid saying the word bull in the past? Mm-hmm. Do you think people have been sort of women
yes,
squeamish about saying
yes, that? Yes, and I don't know what they use, though.
All right. Can you tell me as many different kinds of cows as you can think of?
Holstein and Jersey and that's what some other kind. Holstein and Jersey. I can't think of any of them.
Do you know what farmers prefer for dairy cows?
Jerseys, I believe, give more milk.
And what about for beef cow?
I think the Holsteins are good for that. What's the other kind of cow? Well, I can't even think of any. I can think of kind of hogs. You want your own Jerseys and Tamworth and...
Can they get to that? What is a term used for animals who are working in twos?
Pair. A team.
And the animal that is not a horse that's used for work on a farm?
Mule.
So what is a mule
breed? A mule is a cross, honey. It's an offspring of
a
horse and of a jackass and a mare or something like that.
I don't know. I know one is a
It's cross. It's not a thing of its own. It's not a thing, so it's a cross.
And they can't be bred.
No, no.
You have
mm-hmm.
one, and that's
mm-hmm.
it.
That's it.
I see. Are there any synonyms around here that are used for mule?
No, not any that I know of.
All right. Would be a term for a cow giving birth to a calf? Daisy's going to.
Well, you use the word calve, C-A-L-V-E. That's all I can think of.
All right. What do you call the process that a cow undergoes when she begins to give milk?
Come in. She comes in fresh, or freshens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there a term that you think of for an animal, a male breeding animal? For example, a horse?
A stud. Either that or a...